Tales from the Stupid.
Yay!
Somebody start. I gotta go to the camp.
Oh, me.
Yes, you.
All right, fine. Just because I encounter more stupid than all of you combined.
Oh, pretty much. Bullshit.
Okay, well, there was a... I just started a new job, and I'm back to bouncing downtown. And there's been some interesting stupid people, but I'm
downtown,
just gonna,
you say?
Yeah. I'm gonna bring up one guy last night. This is the end of the night, and one of the guys threw somebody out because he was spitting beer all over the floor.
Classic.
Oh, God damn, I was going to use that story, too.
Yeah, too bad. You can jump in on it. We can do a combined one on this. Okay, so you actually saw the incident. Why don't you describe the incident and why this guy was thrown out? And then I will go on from there.
Okay, basically, I saw from across the room, but, I mean, this guy was just being belligerent. He started drinking out of the...
pitcher.
Out of the pitcher itself, which is against the rules. And he started drinking out of it. He was told not to, and he just spit it out onto the floor. And they told him that, okay, that's it, you're done. Time to go. And they took, the pitcher away from him, and then they started escorting him out. Nicely at first, but the guy started getting, started resisting. And so they started shoving him out. And he didn't leave the door. Like, he basically resisted as hard as he could at the door, and eventually...
Just bracing himself against the door jamb, or...?
Not yet. Like, he wasn't trying to do that, but...
He basically just set his feet.
Yeah. He was just, like, with his feet, he was trying as hard as he could not to leave the door. And eventually, finally grabbed him.
That's gotta get edited out.
Okay. One of the bouncers, whose name is Mac...
Okay.
He basically started shoving him out, and at one point when the guy was finally resisting the most, he basically, right around the neck area, I don't even think it was right at the neck, it was around the neck area, grabbed him and shoved him out. And the guy started freaking out.
Now, we were then out on the patio about 5 minutes later, and we're stacking the furniture, and this guy's standing right next to the patio. And he's like, so what's that guy's name? Mac, right? Can he come out and talk to me? Come on. Go and get, let him come out and talk to you. I'm like, you don't want that. You really don't. And he's like, well, we need to know this because, he assaulted me. I'm like, okay, well, he's like, what security company do you work for? Actually, we work directly for the bar. We're in-house, we're licensed, and the bar's website is clearly labeled. If you have any problems, go ahead and email the ownership and go that way. And he's like, and I'm like, but if you have a legal issue with you, why don't you call the police? Because I'm sure they'll be happy to come down here and deal with any issues that you have. Because I always love it when the idiots call the police and then get carted off on their own. And he's like, no, I hate cops.
Oh, I can see this already going.
And of course, I'm like, all right, you hippie douchebag.
Have some tea.
I'm just like, I'm sorry, sir, but I can no longer talk to you, for I have the job to do. And I just turn around. But the thing is that he's like, well, no, he could have killed me. You're not allowed to do any kind of choke holds or anything like that, as a... apparently, he's an expert.
Mike's been throwing out more bars than you'll ever be on.
Yeah. But as Dak pointed out, that yes, the RCMP are not allowed to use carotid chokeholds, okay? However, I am neither RCMP, nor do I like hippies. So, it doesn't really apply. And first of all, and second of all, he doesn't have a mark on him. And he's like, well, he could have killed me. I'm like, did he? No. And he's like, well, he could have. I'm like, actually, you know how hard it is to kill someone by just, like, shoving on the front of their neck? Like, just a shove? Yeah, you're probably not going to die, man. You don't even have a red mark on you. And he's like, well, what are you, some kind of expert? I'm like, well, the courts define an expert as someone who has 10,000 hours in their field of study. And, yeah, I'm an expert. I've been doing this job longer than 10,000 hours. So, yeah, I'm an expert. Legally. And you're an idiot. And I walked away. He's like, you can't talk to me like that. Yeah, kind of can. Doing my work now, dude. Go elsewhere. Thanks. Oh, and thanks for drinking at the. And I said the name of the bar. Please have a good night. And then he was like, no. I'm like, no. Thanks for drinking at a bar. Have a good night. And he was like, no. And I'm like, farther away, thanks for drinking at a bar. Have a good night. That was the end of that.
I had two choices of stories. One does not involve me, so I will only mention it vaguely.
Okay.
We had a small riot last night down at the hotel, thanks to Sharks.
Oh, they reopened?
Yep, they did reopen. Awesome. A couple weeks ago, they actually got closed down for the long weekend. But anyhow, last weekend, I'm at my hotel. Sharks decided to book a party. They booked 10 rooms for professional rugby teams.
Oh, this is going to end well.
Bachelor party.
They were really friendly and polite.
Tits, you're making an assumption.
Okay. The professional rugby team included players from Scotland.
Oh, no.
Australia, New Zealand, Mexico.
Oh, because having Australian and New Zealand players in the same hotel is not a problem.
10 rooms. They're at the Sharks all night.
Oh, God.
So they come back.
This ends in a murder, doesn't it?
So the party starts to go.
Yep.
And I like go to the room, and I'm like, guys, you've got 10 different rooms. We're getting a complaint because you're near a room that's near people that are not associated with you. If you go to your other room that's larger, we don't have a problem because there's nobody else around you but other members.
Yeah, have a good time!
Quote.
Come on, it's friends getting money!
Yes.
I understand that your qualm is furry. That doesn't...
Fuck you, man.
That's exactly what I sounded like you said.
Yeah. My qualm is furry.
That's what I thought I heard. So, after calming them down, they pretend to go to sleep. 10 minutes later.
What are they like? Roy, I'm sorry.
So,
dingo, 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 dingo. Dingo, dingo.
10 minutes go by. We have to come back. This time, the desk clerk comes with me.
And you brought an Arwen gun, right?
Once again, I try to...
What are you...
I try to explain. Now I get the Scotsman.
Yeah. All right.
I can't understand him. You know me.
Yeah.
Have I ever really had problem with accents?
No.
I can't understand him.
So he's full Edinburgh Scot.
Yeah. And he's very drunk. I'm trying to explain.
Edinburgh Scot.
Go to the second floor to... your rooms that are up there.
And you're making it.
We won't have a problem.
Tarzan, swing to room. It'd be quiet there.
No fucking connection.
Go there to snore, snore.
Snoo, snoo. What the fuck ever. I don't care. Yeah. Right? So they won't come. They don't get it. So 10, 20 minutes later. We get another noise complaint. We go back. Okay, that's it. The party is fucking over. We are kicking everybody out of the room. That's it. We've told your coach. Your coach can't even get through to you that you need to go to the other room. So we get them to finally leave the room by literally pulling everybody out of the room except for the two guys that are supposed to be there. We end up with one extra guy. We're like, fuck.
A random Italian that just popped up. As they do.
Mexican.
Oh,
Hispanic. Turns out he is a second stringer for the team who was not invited to the party and was not booked in and was nobody paid for.
Border jumper.
We have landmines for you people.
Fuck, dude, really? Anyhow, so now I'd like to point out this guy's a second stringer for a professional rugby team. I'm not going to mention the name of the team, but they were up here for a game and also for the party and everything. So,
what does it rhyme with?
I'm not going to do it. Finally,
rhymes with orange.
we have to, like, we're literally at the point of like, okay, you're out.
We're kicking you out of the fucking hotel because this guy is the main problem now, right? He will not calm down. He will not basically do what we tell him. He goes from that room, literally runs into another room that one of the other guys was going into, and he won't leave the room. So I'm like, Boyo, just go get the cops. So he calls the cops. The cops are on their way down. We're telling them that it is a full eviction. He is no longer, he's not a guest in the hotel, and he is not welcome here. We want him off the property. So I'm standing in the doorway, and this professional rugby player tries to push me out of the doorway. Now, you would assume he would be good at that. I know why he's a second stringer. I'm not that strong. I'm not that big. He couldn't move me.
Yeah, but you are fucking stubborn.
So he's standing there trying to push me
out of the doorway. No fair using your Irish.
Yeah. He's trying to move me out of the doorway, and I'm staying calm. And I'm like, dude, just calm down. You can either walk out now, or you can wait for the cops. We paid for this room! We paid for this room! I'm like, okay, you did not pay for this room. I'm not leaving. Then he tries to insult me to get me into a fight. This is where it gets funny.
Oh, no, it's already funny.
Do you know how much I make? I have no idea, nor do I care. I bet you I make 10 times what you do. I'm sure you do. You're worth much more than me. I bet you have a small dick. My wife tells me that every night. Where is she? I bet you she's out fucking some other guy. Would you like that? Do you like the fact that she's out fucking some other guy? I hope she's having a much better time than I am.
You are an ass.
Cop comes up, hears that. And I say, Constable, let me introduce you to Jose.
He likes jalapenos. He's like, honey steeped.
So, Jose goes, oh, you had to call the cops, huh? Oh,
God. Dude, I told you that like 10 minutes ago.
Cop says, just calm down for a second. Oh, I'll take you, too.
Oh, I see why this is stupid.
The cop reaches over, wham, pulled him over onto the floor. He bounces.
Fucking pinata.
At which point the officer starts dribbling him.
Behind my back.
Constable goes to grab one arm. He actually tries to resist. I reach over, I grab his other arm, I lift up. He was trying to push himself up with that, so face plant. So he's laying down on the ground. I kind of put one foot on his back and I lift his arm up. The constable's got the other arm, and he's doing it properly. He's down on his knee, and he's got a hold of the guy's other arm, who's now screaming. And by the way, his partners now are coming out. I'm thinking, oh, fuck, we may have a bad one here.
Yeah.
The second cop comes up, and he basically puts a hand on his taser.
See, that's an international sign for fuck off.
The other players look at this. The Scotsman bursts out laughing. Goes, come on, come on! They're busting Jose! They all come out to watch.
Oh, fuck.
He's a second stringer.
The one constable's got a hold of his arm, and he looks for the other one, and he's reaching over for it, and I hand him the other guy's arm. Which is at eye level. This is how far up I've twisted the guy's arm up his back. So the cop has to pull it down. Locks the guy in, picks him up, duck marches him out, puts him in the back of the car, and then he goes. So the cop says, did he try to assault you or anything? I said, well, he was trying to push me out of the doorway, but he wasn't doing a very good job of it. So we talk for a bit. They decide they're just going to put him down as drunk and disorderly and trespassing, and that's it. It doesn't really need to involve any other charge. So I turn to him, and I have a good night. And he decides to use this moment to protest by smashing his face against the police car.
I love it when they do that.
That's awesome. The constable looks in and goes, doesn't that hurt? If you break my window, you're paying for it. Gets in, drives the guy off. So I come back, and three or four of the players are now by the front thing. And they're all apologizing about what their idiot friend did. And I said,
Didn't you guys hear me say that if you went up to the second floor, we didn't care what you did?
Oh. Oh, cool.
They went up to the second floor.
See, all you needed was a taser. The moral of the story is... It's like any great battle. All you need to do is take out one, and the rest of the morale just goes to shit.
No, it's just like the old joke. Why did the farmer hit the mule with a 2x4? Because before anything else, you've got to get its attention.
Yeah.
Anybody else got one?
Nope. I had pretty much all I had was the naked guy, and I already talked about him.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid.
Why don't you tell about your last night at the bar?
Which one?
Your last night at the bar.
Your last night at the bar.
Well, I don't really want to talk about that. I'll tell you the story about the guy that we took out.
Oh, sure. I don't really
want to go into the whole shit with the manager and stuff. Not yet, anyway.
Okay.
So me, VD, and... Called K-Dog.
K-Dog, okay.
We were working at said bar. I almost want to use the name now because I don't work there.
Just don't.
We get a call. There was some guy in there freaking out, being a complete asshat. And we go in there, and this guy's about 6'6", 230 pounds.
Oh, is this the guy you made cry?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
So, VD tells him wants to talk to him outside, which is the best way for us to get people out of the bar, because then we can tell him to fuck off.
Yeah, you just tell him it's too loud.
Yeah, we don't...
Look, I can't hear you. What?
I can't hear you, man.
Yeah, we use that every night. It's fucking awesome, because drunks are stupid.
And they'll fall for it.
Yeah, every time. Anyway, we get this guy outside, and all of a sudden, he turns and looks at us, and he says... You want to fucking go? I can take all three of you fucking... He starts just freaking out. And we're all like, fuck, what?
That's a whole bunch of bet you can't.
Yeah. And then he looks at VD and makes a gun signal with his hand and goes, you're going to go for a swim.
And so,
bang, bang.
And so VD broke his fingers.
No, VD put him in a guillotine and hip tossed him onto the ground. I proceeded to fall onto his neck with my... I fell onto his ribs with my knee. And K-Dog couldn't get around me and VD because we're both pretty big and he's a smaller guy. So we decided to do like a flying knee onto his neck. It was quite funny. Now, this guy went from being the toughest guy in the bar to almost crying. Like he was on the ground twitching with tears in his eyes saying, I'm sorry, let me go. VD gets up and screams, the last time I've ever seen him, you're going to go the fuck home right now. Okay. So we let this guy up. And he stands up, and he almost looks like he wants to fight us again. And we're like...
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he looks at us with a serious look in his eyes and goes, you know, that was really respectable, and walks away.
What?
Yeah. Apparently, that was the most respectable way he's ever been thrown out of a bar.
Oh, yeah.
I've made this point before.
Yes, I know.
Okay, this is what society has created is fucking cool.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what all this MMA bullshit...
Yeah,
and the
somebody,
movies and TV shows.
You think it's okay to get your ass kicked?
Violence
now.
Is cool.
Yeah,
and if you can take a beating, you're a better man.
Well,
no, what you just did was get your ass kicked. It doesn't make you a better man. That makes you a fucking tool who got his ass kicked.
We didn't even fight him. Like there were no punches.
Well,
there were no kicks thrown.
He took a beating. He took a beating.
He was humiliated.
You're going to tell that story. It took three to take him down.
Yeah.
Now, in his mind, he took a beating. In our mind, we threw a sissy little girl on the ground and made him cry. Without having to punch, kick, headbutt, bite, whatever.
Yeah, there's nothing to brag about here. Yeah. We're just pointing out the stupid of the
incident. Exactly. Now, if he actually wanted a beating...
If he didn't swing at one of you earlier...
He would have been in the hospital. I'm not trying to sound tough, but the three of us on him, we would have ended up in the hospital.
Yeah.
This is a thing, okay. And I pointed this out before. I think I've even mentioned this in earlier episodes.
You did.
Where it's suddenly become cool
to get your ass kicked.
Well, like the whole tap out thing. How like they made a whole fucking shirt and like thing about tapping out. That means you're losing.
Yeah.
But these assholes think it's cool to tap out.
Well, I had the guy at the bar that I choked out, and he was tapping out.
Guy walked.
He's
up.
High on coke. He punched his way through a window.
A double pane window. He put his hand through both panes.
I'm not letting you go until you're unconscious. Thanks.
And his buddy was like, but he's tapping out, man. You gotta let him go.
He's tapping out.
Pedro comes up behind him, puts him in a great neck hold. lifts him off the ground. The guy basically struggles for a second, and then...
Yeah, he's out. He was unconscious, tapping on
Cave Troll's arm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is he doing? And I like move.
He starts tapping out, so I just sweep his legs
and drive him into the ground.
Still in the neck hold.
Oh, yeah.
And I wait about 15 seconds, and he goes unconscious. And then I let him go.
And his guy, his buddy, who's wearing a suit with a tie that, I swear to God, looked like a bad manager from wrestling. Literally going, you got him, man. He's down. He's down.
And all I did was stand up. I've got two fingers on his crotch. I'm like, I'm checking the pulse. Yep. And I'm like, yeah, now he's down. That's how you can tell.
He wakes up. Maybe 5 minutes later.
Something like that.
And he's like, that's the best chokehold anybody's ever thrown on me. You gotta come to my gym. You gotta show me how you did that. We gotta work out together.
Buddies for life. Lucky, lucky bastard.
Oh, see, you press dominance on him.
But the thing is that I was actually I had no words.
I know, I was there. Remember?
I have nothing to say.
Part of the story before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have killed him.
No, what I should have done is gone to his gym and did it to him there in front of his friends.
And just walked away.
I told him how you did it.
No, this is how you do it.
Pay attention.
And then slam. And then just walk out.
Who was that best man?
I hope you paid attention, all. And then just walk out. But the thing is, that's not the first time.
No.
I've gotten into fights with people. And, I mean, full knuckle fucking fights, okay, throwing people through doors, and they'll come back and they'll be like, yeah, we really went at it last weekend, didn't we? Yeah, good on ya. And I'm like, who are you? And he's like, oh, we went at it last time. You threw me, out the door, and, I hit my own car, and... I see this cut here. I had three stitches.
No. Thanks for reminding me.
I'm like, oh shit! I forgot all about you, man. Sorry, that happens to me every weekend, and you douchebags all look alike after a while.
But now that you're here, guess what? You don't get to drink
your bar.
But thanks for reminding me.
Get out.
Have a good night.
And you know what I noticed about drunks? They're horrible at lying.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I get guys in the bar. They walk up with beers in their hand. Sorry, not beers, but they have got like cups in their hand.
Yeah.
Right? And they dump it out, and legally you can't let them in the bar to consume drink. So the first question I ask them, and I get them every time, was there beer in that cup? Yeah.
Just say it was Kool-Aid.
And every single time.
Have you ever let them try again?
No, but I let their buddies try. One guy's like, no, man, it was just water. I'm like, do I look dumb?
You get to go. No.
Do I look stupid?
What you do is you go, okay, you get to go in.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you leave his buddy outside, so he won't actually go in. But it's funny, because they'll both have cups. You let one guy try. What's in the cup? Beer. Sorry, you can't come in. What's in your cup? Water. Come on in.
Now, the great thing is, there was one time I told this kid, I asked him what was in the cup, he's like, it was vodka. I'm like, okay, next time we talk, you need to learn to lie better. Go home. Next weekend, dipshit comes back with a cup. Ask him what's in it. Beer. Now, the sad part was, they weren't that drunk. They really weren't. He was walking in a straight fucking line. Wasn't staggering, wasn't slurring. He was just dumb. Like, really, really, like, my shoe had more fucking intelligence than this dumb 19-year-old kid.
He could have said, like, rocket fuel, cookie dough.
I would have let him in for originality if he said
blood.
That.
Blood. Anything.
The spilt blood of an unborn innocent. Yeah, just anything.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Yeah, you're my kind of guy. Get in there.
You just happened to come on Blood Night. Sorry, we're serving, and, like,
fuck.
Do you remember one of the last nights you were at JM with me? We had this guy, now East Coast, the bartender.
Yeah, yeah.
Who I know you didn't like.
I hate the prick, but yeah.
Me and him got
we can't along. Like everybody.
I know, exactly. We're standing outside after having just dealt with something, and all of a sudden, he comes flying out with this idiot in a headlock.
Yes.
Slams him up against the bars. And I take over. He backs off because he actually broke East Coast's watch.
Yeah.
So you and I basically take control of this guy, and we start to basically move him out. And you remember when he actually took that swing at me, and he hit me in the jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now remember, that was... He actually came back a couple of weeks later and claimed that he had punched my lights out.
Yep. Yep.
Yesterday, my granddaughter was over. She's 5 years old. She was punching me in the shoulder and when I was trying to write this show. And I was ignoring her because I'm trying to just basically think. And if you have cats, you're used to ignoring something when you're sitting on the computer.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she decided I was not paying enough attention to her and she wanted to play. So she threw a right cross. And she connected right in my jaw. And I swear to God, my whole head turned. And the first thought that went through my mind is, wow, she actually hits harder than that guy.
You can now legitimately say that someone, a 5-year-old girl hits harder than you.
Yeah.
That's sweet. I gotta go find my nephew and my niece. Honey, punch me right here.
I just need to know.
No, because if I'm gonna say something like that to a guy, it's gotta be authentic.
I can honestly say, without a shadow of a doubt, my 5-year-old granddaughter actually punches harder.
Than that douchebag.
Than that douchebag. Because you remember, so he hit me, and then I basically went to grab him, and you went ape shit.
Yeah. I have, okay. my guest here will vouch is that I'm actually one of the more peaceful guys that he's ever seen work a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
He hasn't seen the button get pushed where one... Well, actually, our manager went to throw somebody out and let go of him, and I just picked him up and threw him through the door at first, and he just looked at me and couldn't believe I did it.
Yeah.
Because I just, like wham! And out the door, and then closed the door, and I'm like, okay, so who else has to go out? And he gets that look like, oh, you're psychotic. That's why you're such a nice guy.
Well, there are some of us that have seen the psychotic side of it.
But, I can't stand... You can hit me, and I won't react as badly as if you hit one of the guys I'm working with.
I don't know why.
It's just my head.
Yeah, I'm the same way. So
I went apeshit. I fully admit I wasn't seeing the same universe.
He grabbed the guy's chest, he grabbed him by the neck, and he bent him backwards. And the kid's feet were flat on the ground. He had a hold of his shirt, and he had his head bent backwards, so that his head was literally upside down.
I was trying to shove his head up his ass.
He was.
And his feet were still on the ground.
And the whole time he's doing this, he's screaming at him, why won't you just go home?
So what I want to know, Dak, is if that statement that you said is true about, you'd rather get hit than your friends getting hit, why did you move your head that one time we were at the restaurant and I took the punch instead of you?
I wasn't looking at it. I dodged a punch from the behind. I did not know you were about to... We were fighting 13 East Indians at the same time.
Only 13?
Yeah,
you should have let them get friends.
Well, it was you, me, and Leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
Yeah.
So it was only the immediate family.
Yeah, just immediate family. And so, well, they had bottled one of their cousins, and then they had bottled him a second time, and the third bottle, like, literally, the guy was like, somebody else was handing him glasses.
Wasn't it shortly after this they got rid of the actual glasses?
Yeah, they got rid of the glass glasses. So anyway, the third one, actually, I saw hit the guy's cheek and rip open.
Rip it open. Yeah,
I've seen that. Wow.
That is why I dove in. I'm smart enough not to dive into a horde of people, but I dove in. I started just pulling people out, trying to reach to get to the guy that was hurt, to pull him under the table. And as I got him down, that's when it kind of flowed back over us. So Leprechaun and him were right behind me. At some point in the midst of this, I know I've told this before, I ended up with three guys in a headlock. I had one guy here, one guy kind of tucked under my arm, so it wasn't really in a headlock, but I was just like pinching his head underneath my arm, and I had the third guy by the throat. And apparently I was dodging punches that I didn't know were coming at me, and I ducked one, and he got hit in the face.
Irish ninja.
And that was shortly about a month after I'd got hit in the face again.
It's because you're a shit magnet.
Yeah, I know, I'm a shit magnet. Our boss has told me that I am a shit magnet. I've been run over twice, I've been dragged once, I've had two cracked ribs.
I told you he's going to learn how to duck.
He finally developed a brain.
Yeah, actually I did.
Last night, Mr. Mayhem put in his notice.
Hey! Freedom!
He was going to work a job cleaning fairies.
Babies!
Dude, you'll never get the glitter out of your hair.
Ever. Ever.
Yeah, I don't know what's more dangerous of a job.
How do you use a toothbrush to get up underneath your arms?
No, I just use a fire hose.
Okay, whatever you do, don't think happy thoughts. Because if you think...
You'll float away.
You'll float away.
Well, that job hasn't actually been solidified yet, but yeah, hopefully.
Oh, it's pretty fairies. Much in the bag.
It's pretty much in the bag, though, yeah.
Dirty fairies.
Well, does anyone else have one?
Nope.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
You guys are so much funnier than me. Yeah, we had a special addition to my team at work last week. We had, well, not last week. Last week was the last I saw him, but this guy shows up, and he's the newest recruit, says he's all experienced and whatnot. We get him working. He can't do anything.
Why?
Except for Line Edge, which is like weed eating, but, yeah. You know, the commercial equivalent.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him go. He's so fast. He can even vertical, and it's great. It's great. He's going to be awesome, but he can't do anything else. Oh, he'll learn. Okay, you realize that when you ask him to go and weed something, he just kind of moves the rake around and doesn't actually do anything. Well, we'll teach him. Okay, did he listen to anything that you said? Well, maybe you should go talk to him and try to train him a little bit.
So what, is this hazing for you?
I don't know. So I'm standing next to him, and we're weeding a bed together, and I'm explaining him, look, if you do it this way, you'll get all the weeds out, and you'll leave most of the dirt, and it'll look great, and we're chit-chatting a little bit, and he's completely ignoring my instructions, but I've given up, and I'm just letting him
dig. You're getting the smiling and nodding.
Letting him dig his own grave with his stupidity. He decides he's going to make small talk. So my sister went to a concert last night. I said, yeah, how was it? I don't know. Well,
what?
that's small talk.
I'm kind of stunned, so I'm like, okay, what's the point of this? Well, who did she go to see? I don't know. I haven't talked to her. So why did you...
What?
I'm going to bring up the child safety lock.
And then you mulched him into fertilizer and buried him under the flower bed.
Now, this was about 2 weeks ago. We had that really hot, dry spell.
Yes.
And does your company have a wood chipper?
No. No, we don't. But we also have a trailer on our work vehicle where we keep all of our grass clippings and whatnot. And because it's really hot and dry, normally I would put my cigarette out and throw the butt in the trailer.
No!
But I should wait for it. But because it was hot and dry, I said, okay, today, rookie, I'm going to put my cigarette butts in your work vehicle because we got a little emergency ashtray in there. Because it's too hot to put cigarette butts in the trailer. Half an hour later at the next site, guess who set the trailer on fire?
And that, he was,
Your Honor,
and end of the story, he was fired.
Excellence.
No.
Oh. No. What?
It was an innocent mistake.
I don't care what you do. Name a job. Name a random job. Anybody.
Astronaut.
If you set something on fire, you're an ex-astronaut.
Yes. Okay.
Insulation installer.
If you set insulation on fire as an insulation installer, you're fired. Okay, name another job. Anybody.
A babysitter.
If you set the baby on fire.
Asbestos factory worker.
No, that's fine.
And you're fucking amazing. And there's a job for you.
You are officially the human torch.
Lay on.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
So, anyways, the week goes on, and for some reason, they're tolerating this stupidity. And
does he have pictures?
No.
Of the boss or the owner or something?
No. No, they were just... We really needed a fourth person, and he was the only person who didn't have horrible references.
And you could just find a homeless guy? Yeah. Like a no, sign.
We you could train a fucking, like, ape to do a better job.
Coco, banana for weeding.
might even eat the weeds and save us the trouble.
This is good, son. I may be overqualified.
Okay, go on.
So it starts getting a little bit rainy out. So one day he just doesn't show up for work. Okay. No call, no show. This is pretty much out the door, right? Second day, no call, no show. So now my boss is getting a little concerned, and he's
getting concerned.
Well, okay, he's pissed off to begin with.
Can I get some part-time work? Yeah. I might show up.
And I might not set something on fire.
This time. Remember the other side?
He calls this rookie, no answer. He calls his emergency contact numbers, his parents, no response. Leaves voicemails. Says, all right, leaves a voicemail. I'm sorry, but you're terminated. Come pick up your check whenever you feel like getting back to me. Yeah. 2 weeks goes by. Guess who showed up to pick up their check? You know?
Okay.
So he shows up and he goes, so I'll see you on Monday.
What?
He honestly thought that if he told my boss, well, I just didn't really feel like coming into work for a bit because I'm a little depressed, but I'll see you on Monday, right?
No.
No.
No, I'm sorry. Prepare to be depressed again. And go.
Go.
Now you can be depressed all you want. No strings attached.
Please get your whole head in front of the shotgun.
Thank you for playing.
But suddenly they're looking at me in a whole new light. Right.
Jesus.
3 minutes left.
Wow.
All right. So I wanted to give my ending.
Oh, your ending, yes.
All right. On behalf of Uncle Deck and the round table of idiots... Seacrest out.
Oh.
Fuck you.
By the way, I have a little statement for everyone who would like to talk about
the
depression.
By out, do you mean out of the closet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
He's been out for years, hasn't he?
Depression.
When you feel the need to knock stupid out of someone, but you know jail time isn't worth it.
Words to live by. Words to live by.
Wah, wah, wah.
Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next time. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yay!
Yay!
Don't say it again.
Seacrest out.
It's your fault because you reminded him.
Actually, I blame Seacrest.
Yeah. Fuck Seacrest. Hippie.
So that's not what I'll have. Thanks,
yes.
And it's color retarded.
And follow my dad. Fuck Lord Bartley. Now that it's rocking, so I don't just go home. I follow my dad, think locally.
You're listening to episode 13 of the Casual Core Podcast, released on June 1st, 2012.